Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru for some more on our discussion on God and politics. And last time we started the discussion on a scene in Mark chapter 12, I believe it was, where Jesus is in a conversation with the Pharisees and the Herodians, and they try to trap him. They try to determine if he is in fact a revolutionary. Now again, the Herodians and the Pharisees hated each other. They were polar opposites politically, but they had a common enemy, and so they think they're going to trap him by asking him a question regarding the head tax that the Roman Empire exacted on all Jewish citizens for the privilege of being part of the Roman Empire. And you can imagine that the Jewish people felt very honored and privileged to be part of the Roman Empire. And so the Herodians supported the tax, the Pharisees did not. And so they ask him the question, should we pay this tax? And they're really trying to trap him, because if he says yes, pay the tax, then he's not really a revolutionary. His following is quenched and he loses it, most of it. But if he says don't pay the tax, now he's a revolutionary. Now they can get the Roman officials involved and take him out and the revolution like they did with all of the other people who tried to lead revolutions. And so this revolutionary question is responded in such a brilliant, magnificent way by Jesus. It's actually a revolutionary question because he will not be pegged for one side or the other. And his question, his answer is, give Caesar what is his. Give it to him. It's his. But give to God what is God's. So let's look a little bit further at this response. Notice that his response is not overly simplified. Most of Jesus' teachings are very simple. Follow me. Obey me. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. I mean, simple but not easy sometimes, but simple. This response is very nuanced, very complex. And notice the response of the Pharisees and the Herodians. They weren't angry at his response. They weren't discouraged or disappointed. They were actually amazed at how he avoided their trap. And we cannot fall into that same trap. And so Jesus' response, he doesn't give an oversimplification. And too often Christians oversimplify issues and politics. And I've heard it on both sides. I've heard one side claim, hey, if this particular candidate wins, the country is going to go in this direction and our way of life is done. And the same argument is made by the other side. I've heard Christians argue that, hey, if you're a good Bible-believing Christian, then you must vote. That's an oversimplification. I've heard other Christians say, how can you call yourself a Christian if you don't vote for this particular candidate? Again, an oversimplification. And by the way, when we make politics more important than the kingdom of God, then we have not only fallen into the trap, but we have compromised our faith. We are no longer giving to God what is his. And now the kingdom of this world has our allegiance. See, Jesus is basically saying in his response, look, give Caesar what he wants. It's his. It's his money. His inscription is on it. So go ahead and give it to him. But don't you dare give him what he really wants, which is your loyalty, which is your allegiance. And so as Christians, we've got to wrestle. It's not simple. And we're all going to have, in some cases, different ways of living this out. But we have to remember that we are a kingdom within another kingdom. We are Christians living in America. And we have to keep it in that order. We are Christians first and Americans second. So we have to wrestle with the difficulty of not oversimplifying things and remembering that we are disciples of Jesus first. Now, let's be honest. Some of you, given the amount of time, given the amount of worry and anxiety and anger and fear that comes into your life because of politics, maybe you're a disciple of CNN and not Jesus. Maybe you're a disciple of Fox News and not a disciple of Jesus. I want to challenge you guys again. Turn off the news. Go on a news fast. Avoid the news. Avoid social media for a period of time until you can really come to a place in your own heart and mind and an awareness that you are a Christian first, a follower of Jesus. Does he have your allegiance? Does he have your loyalty? Or does someone else or something else have it first? So don't oversimplify things. And then finally, for today, I'll say that he doesn't encourage political apathy, and I'm not either. I'm not saying by taking a fast from the news that you become apathetic about living in America and being an American. And it's okay to be proud to be an American, but always from the perspective of I'm a Christian first. And so, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give him. Give America what is America's. But give to God what is God's. Now, there's a play on words here, because this word image that Jesus uses about Caesar's image on the coin is the same word. It's the word icon. And it's the same word used in the book of Colossians that talks about how Christ is the exact representation, the image of the God, Creator God. And that word is also used of you and I when it says that you and I bear the image of God. And so think about that for a sec. Whose image were you made in? You were made and designed in the image of God. And so you belong to God, not to America, not to Caesar. And that's how the early Christians lived. And they essentially avoided politics. They avoided choosing sides for at least the first 300 years because they wanted to live and build a new kingdom that was a kingdom within a kingdom. But it starts with, who are you loyal to? Who are you? Who has your real allegiance? So wrestle with that today. Think about where your allegiance really lies. And do a thought experiment. Okay, we're less than 2 weeks away from the election. We're probably 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks away from really knowing who wins this election. It's going to be chaos. So just accept that it's going to be chaos. But if your guy doesn't win, how is that going to affect you? If your guy does win, how's that going to affect you? So wrestle with that. And come to a place where no matter who wins this election, you're reminded that your allegiance belongs to God, not to a particular political party, and that you will be okay either way. You will be okay either way because you are God. You belong to Him. And so remind yourself of that today. And may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you, because you and I need His grace every day. And may the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. I love you guys. God bless you. I'll see you next time.